Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. As we kick off a third hour, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Here in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Equals Mountaineer.
Me, Captain.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can download various different archives and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show in a variety of ways. Go and start over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the CBDC, it's called the Central Bank Digital Currency. You're going to start hearing more about this in the news as governments around the planet are getting closer to implementing their plans. I don't know if any of them, I feel like I've heard maybe the Bahamas has one, Nigeria has one.
Talk about an S coin, though, right? Like,
yeah, the worst of the worst.
Like, if you look at what the fundamentals of cryptocurrency are, right? Decentralized. I'm trying to remember the pillars now.
Permissionless?
Decentralized, permissionless,
censorship
resistance, yeah. Right? All these things that cryptocurrencies are. The CBDC, going to be none of that.
That's right.
Not even going to have the most fundamental things that make cryptocurrency a cryptocurrency.
No, it'll be the most censorious thing that human beings have ever created.
Censorious as in easily censored.
Yes.
I see. As in easy to censor you.
Yes. Yeah, correct. In fact, let's get into this clip here, because you guys brought up CBDCs earlier, and it reminded me that Thor Maximalist is somebody that I follow on Twitter. He's a pretty freedom-oriented crypto guy. He posted this propaganda video. I think it's from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company. This is pitching the CBDC as a privacy tool. Okay? That's what they're going to try to sell you on here.
Rock.
And so here's how they're doing it. This is from, again, wherever it is, somewhere in Canada. Here it is.
Imagine a digital loonie becoming legal tender. Well, that day is getting closer.
A loonie and a toonie is like their ones and their twos. That's what they call them in Canada. For people that don't know that, that's what she's referring to.
We should definitely be exchanging for loonies.
Yeah.
A survey found most major banks are considering some form of digital currency within the next 6 years. Three research teams have produced proposals for the Bank of Canada. As Eric Sorensen reports, this could fuel the digital economy.
Every day, more Canadians pay digitally. And fewer businesses need this. A cash drawer stuffed with bills. Canadians are among the most cash-free spenders in the world. So, is it time for digital currency? The Bank of Canada isn't promoting the idea, but believes it needs to be ready.
Currency is a core part of the Bank of Canada's mandate. For several years, the Bank of Canada has been analyzing...
This guy sounds like a dork, doesn't he? So this is the Timothy Lane, the Bank of Canada Deputy Governor. So basically, he's the head of their equivalent of the Federal Reserve. Anyway, here he goes.
Circumstances might lead Canada to decide to issue a digital currency.
The Bank of Canada is now studying proposals from three sets of university experts for a homegrown digital currency. Formulas for how to spend with the anonymity of cash without using cash.
Anonymity of cash, huh? How's that going to work exactly? They go on.
It could work like this. Through an app on a cell phone, a user sets up a secure e-wallet. It's authenticated through a government agency.
Okay, right there. We know it's not going to be secure, right? If it is authenticated, quote-unquote, by a government agency, then they know who you are, right? So there's no security there as far as they have total awareness of your existence.
Oh, we mean private from non-governmental sources.
That's exactly what they mean. Let's go on.
It's ready to go. The merchant establishes a digital transaction to accept the funds, but a critical new step in between, what the U of T and York team calls a whitelist, where the transaction is not only authenticated, but will ensure customer information is not passed on. Just the money. Privacy is paramount.
So if there's a white list,
That implies that maybe there's sort of a list of people that aren't allowed to use it.
There might be a blacklist, and that would be a list of people that are prohibited from the platform entirely. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing here. I mean, maybe I'm
that's
out
the implication.
On a limb. I mean, I might be out on a limb here. What do
and
you
if
guys
that's
think?
Not what they're if that's not what they're thinking, then they should really come up with a new term for that.
Here's more.
Believe that the Canadian government has an obligation to give people a way to protect their privacy and keep them in particular because payments are so essential for commercial interactions.
The currency. This was the man speaking there was from the University of Toronto, who's working on the project.
Would require measures against too much privacy to prevent money laundering and tax evasion.
Oh, okay. So when we said privacy, we didn't actually mean privacy because you can't have.
Nope.
Too much privacy in this system. So it'll only be what we allow you, we being the central bank, allow you to have if you're on the white list.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but last I checked, the government is made up of human beings.
Yes.
So the people will have access to all of your data. Now,
those people, the government people.
Yeah. Now, last I checked.
You can trust them.
Yeah. Well, you know, about that, what if, you know, just spitballing here, what if there were corporations that really valued data?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, in theory, they might be able to bribe you to give data to them.
They could, yeah.
Hmm.
And they may just do it openly, eventually. Oh, well, we figured it would be best if we gave all this information over to our data partners.
Oh,
safekeeping.
A nice public-private partnership.
Yeah, yeah. So you can see where this is going here. They're literally, in the beginning of this, is a two-minute-long clip here. In the beginning of the clip, they say that this is about privacy. And then a minute 40-some into it, they say, well, not too much privacy.
Well, privacy for them against, you know, the common folk.
Right? Well, yeah,
they're
going
to be able to hide behind this.
This will be a black box to you. You won't know how many dollars there are or Canadian loonies or whatever in circulation.
Right. And I just want to clarify the five pillars of open blockchains.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? It's not just cryptocurrency, but these five things should apply. Decentralized, open, borderless, neutral, and censorship resistant. Again, decentralized, open, borderless, neutral, and censorship-resistant. CBDCs
will be none of those.
Will be none of
zero.
That.
And just a quick thought, like, what big problem are people having with their current privacy in the regular currency system? I mean, like, if I use my bank, I'm really not
that's
worried
not
about
private.
Some. I mean, I'm not all that worried about someone knowing about that. I mean, the bank knows about it.
They sure do.
The government doesn't know about it presently.
Well, they can find out.
Yeah.
All they have to do is come knocking.
I think what he's saying is, normally, when a new technology comes along, it solves some problems that the old technology had.
This does solve problems for the government.
All right, I guess you got
this doesn't solve anything for the average person. The whole idea that there will be some sort of level of privacy here for the average person is just absurd.
Right.
They're basically claiming that you can keep your name or something hidden from the merchant. That's when they say privacy, that's what they're referring to. Let me finish here.
And while cash payments are becoming a smaller part of the economy, the central bank says it wouldn't abandon communities not connected to high-tech commerce.
That means, for one thing, ensuring that remote and marginalized communities are not left out of any new way to pay for goods and services.
The so-called CBDC wouldn't be a direct counter to Bitcoin, which is an investment currency, rather than a cash-equivalent consumer currency.
Remember when reading the Bitcoin white paper, it says at the top, peer-to-peer electronic cash.
Yes.
But here's the mainstream pro-government media in Canada saying, oh, no, Bitcoin's an investment currency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to be used as cash.
Mm-hmm.
So this won't compete with that in any way, shape, or form, they're saying. Anyway, this is your story from globalnews.ca.
Canada cannot sit back, say experts, as other countries like China unveil digital currencies.
Yeah, so I guess this report does go on longer, but it gets cut off here at the Twitter 2-minute 20-second mark. But that does give you an idea of what they're going to be doing here. They're going to try to pitch central bank digital currencies as an increase to your privacy. You don't have to hand over that card with your name on it anymore, right? So this will increase the user's privacy, although you'll have zero privacy privacy from government oversight, zero privacy from government knowing what you're buying, where you're buying it, when you're buying it, your opinions about it or whatever, and being able to ban you from the system entirely, most important.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I've justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and home school my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. People's not near, and Captain Kickass
here
in the studio tonight.
Present.
Going on here, we're going to get back into your phone calls.
Roll call.
We're talking about the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency. That's an Another great movie there. one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
So, CBDCs, they're coming, whether we like it or not. And what do you do about it? Well, I think, Pecos Mountaineer, you had the best suggestion earlier. Get interested in alternatives to the dollar, whether it be cryptocurrency or the gold back or
which
fractional silver.
Which makes a great stocking stuffer, by the way.
The gold backs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's a super gift.
Yeah, and kids love those things.
Adults love them. Old people love them. I mean, they're
lightweight. They're portable. Yeah. You can carry a bunch of them around with you and just be like, here, merry whatever, happy blah blah, right? You know?
Exactly. So check out the gold back for sure, bullionmax.com/FTL. They've got them there. And get into crypto by going to bitcoin.com and clicking get started at the top of the page. Let's talk to Dana in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dana.
Hi, guys. Hey, I never call when you talk about cryptocurrency. There was a whole thing on Netflix a few years ago explaining cryptocurrency, you know, how it all works. I've watched it over and over, and I just, sometimes things that are so simple I don't grasp, and the real difficult things are a piece of cake for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'm missing something, but this is what I'm not missing.
Okay.
So at the risk of sounding conspiracy theorist or holy roller, which I do believe, I'm a Christian, I've said that before, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I have said in the past that because of the histories of our and other governments, anything is possible. So I don't poo-poo these guys like so many other people do. I'm not including you guys in that, but just so many other people who are, especially on the left. Oh, you're just conspiracy theorists. Mm. Well, that's funny. So much of this stuff has already come true.
Sure.
So check this out. Someone introduces me to a paperback book. I never do this, but I took a day off work the next day because I was so exhausted. I could not stop reading it. 100-some pages. It was written, I just found it maybe 10, 15 years ago, but it was written either in the late 70s or early 80s. It was written by a Christian woman, PhD, so this is not a dumb person. She's both very well-read when it comes to biblical as well as political and just current events. Her name is Dr. Mary Relf. I think it's spelled R-E-L-F-E. She wrote a book called When Your Money Fails.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone that didn't get that, When Your Money Fails.
Okay.
She did a follow-up book I haven't read yet. I just discovered this recently. The New Money System. So check this out.
So what did you get out of it?
Okay. What is the one thing? This was the whole point of the book. What is the one thing that controls everything? It is the cash system. And I'm sure you guys have heard this, no matter where you're on the religious spectrum.
Just to clarify, you said cash as in C-A-S-H or cast as in C-A-S-T-E?
No, cash, C-A-S-H.
Okay.
So cash, money controls, because if you don't have some kind of a means, I get it bartering, but that's not going to work in all cases. So if you don't have cash, you cannot, are you ready for it? Buy or sell, okay? So she tied it in. It gets a little Christian-y, so some people may be turned off about that, how she tied in biblical prophecies with what's going on. Now, I will admit that it is outdated because her predictions were off by quite a few decades, for several decades, because this book I said.
Well, what was she predicting?
In the 70s, that. The one way that all of us are going to be tied in together and they're going to be controlling us just like the European Union did to the Brits. That Brexit was the best thing they ever did, but it's going to be short-lived because, Ian, you're talking about going to this cashless system and a government digital currency, not private like you guys talk about or you promote, Bitcoin or whatever digital currency you promote, but a government-controlled one. Now, if you think I'm crazy or this woman, she was belittled for years, 3 weeks ago, I'm perusing YouTube. Up pops up on my YouTube, Mark Stein is interviewing a very pretty blonde woman from Holland. They have a bill on the table. This happened 21 days ago. They have a bill that has been proposed by the Minister of Finance in the country of Holland, a female. Forget her name, doesn't matter. You could Google this. And they are proposing anything over 100 euros with your digital currency is going to be stopped. The purchase will be stopped until they investigate it. They will know what political party. The YouTube video, the woman being interviewed explains everything. Someone went to go get money out of their bank, and they were stopped because it was just over $100. Now, people, you got to think about this. Just for me to get my hair done is over $100,000.
Sure.
They will have total control.
$100.
They will know what.
Well, plus, as inflation, keep this in mind, Dana, as inflation continues, $100 isn't what it was worth, you know, 2 years ago, let alone 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. It's not going to be worth $100. You know, it will not buy the same amount of groceries just 2 years or even 1 year or even a few months from now. So that $100 is going to become more and more inclusive. I mean, it's not yet a $1 bill, but it's going to get to that point.
Let me tie this in to the Christian aspect of it. Remember what I said. Remember that saying, you will not be able to buy or sell if what?
If you don't have the mark of the beast on your hand or your forehead.
And they don't even need that because they're going to control it through the digital currency, and that's exactly what this woman was mocked, not by Christians, but by others, about that she was tying this in. She was years ahead of her time, and this is exactly what.
What's her name again?
Now.
One more time, her name and her book.
Mary, R, last name, R as in Ronald, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, F as in Frank, E as in Edward. When Your Money Fails, and she has a second book, and that's called The New Money System.
Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. And the thing is, the money was designed to fail, right? Like, it's doing what it was intended to do.
Yeah, and even if you have no faith in the Bible whatsoever, there are people who are using the Book of Revelations as a game plan.
Sure. Right, they believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to mention George Orwell's 1984.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Somehow that became a guidebook.
Sadly true.
And, you know, to be fair, like, there are cryptocurrencies even that can fit into that system, like Ethereum, for example, can very easily fit into that Mark of the Beast system that she's describing.
I know you had a story actually about Ethereum. We can continue with this topic. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number 603-283-6160. The phones are open, and you can join the show here in this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
The youngest victim in the shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, was remembered Thanksgiving night. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barron was among six gunned down by Andre Bing, a supervisor at the store who ultimately turned a gun on himself. Police also released the so-called death note that Bing wrote sometime before the shooting. The gun used Tuesday night was purchased legally. Early voting has begun in Georgia with all eyes on the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent online during Black Friday, setting a new record. Sales were up overall on the first day of the holiday shopping season. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died at her home in Florida. The voice behind the songs Fame and Flashdance was 63 years old. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us. Here on this live Saturday episode, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We have our own social media site. You go to social.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts. And it is our own Mastodon server. If you've heard about Mastodon in recent weeks after the big changes over at Twitter, there's been a lot of coverage in some of the mainstream media about Mastodon, and there's a ton of servers from which you can choose. Some of them are not so friendly to freedom, so keep that in mind. If you are of a liberty mindset, there was somebody complaining on Twitter like within the last week saying, oh, is this what Mastodon is all about? Because they got kicked off of some Mastodon server for quote-unquote being a capitalist. It's like, well, that's what that Mastodon server is about.
Right.
But you could come over here to social.freetalklive.com, where if you are a freedom-friendly person, you're welcome to be.
Had Jason Henza of the HBO's The Anarchist.
Yeah.
He pinged me on the Facebook something about, you know, hey, Captain, can you recommend some, you know, freedom-oriented servers or something? And I was like, not really. I mean, I'm on ours, on the Free Talk Live one. And
there's another one. It's called Liberdon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did forget about that.
They were doing it 2 years before we were.
Yeah. But at any rate, he reposted the link to, you know, the Free Talk Live information for our server and that kind of thing. So thanks, Jason.
Cool. I didn't see him pop up yet, though. Maybe I missed it. I don't.
Sometimes he tagged me in a post or something, and I just responded to it. So
on our server?
He is on our server.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool. You'll have to look for him.
Yeah, I'll show you who he is.
All right, cool. Yeah, check it out, social.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Robert in North Carolina. He's listening to Myrtle Beach's WRNN. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a quick question. I've worked in technology and cryptography for the past 7 years here in the Raleigh-Durham area. We have a lot of big companies like IBM that deal with Hyperledger and stuff. And we you know the benefits of blockchain technology with real utility coins and so forth. That's you know, we don't have a regulatory framework in place like we need, like other countries have, to like so innovation can stay in the U.S.
And the only kind of framework you would, before you get to your question, the only kind of framework that would keep innovation here would be none whatsoever.
I disagree.
Regulation is going to hurt.
No, people aren't going to enter this market until they know what the rules are.
And the government's never
going to. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But government still exists, so no one's going to enter this game.
But framework, like, for example, Gary Gensler, he's a snake in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
He gives.
This is a guy from the SEC.
He spent 10 hours with them giving him information. Then he goes after companies like Ripple and Library that actually are making products that can help society that will be used one day. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about that, Gary Gensler? And how can we, the people, like, go after him? I know John Deaton, Attorney John Deaton, has a site, Crypto Law, where people are going and contact their congressmen and senators about that. But what do you guys think about Gary Gensler and how he has approached this from the SEC?
Yeah, he is the worst kind of scum. My favorite recent story involves all of his direct connections to FTX and to Sam Bankman-Fried and all of that. He's extremely corrupt. And yeah, I mean, he goes after who he wants to go after, and he leaves alone who he wants to leave alone. Right. And as for what to do about it,
I have one suggestion that I think would help a lot of people, and that is if all the different forms, branches, if you will, of government could get together and decide on the definition of cryptocurrency.
Right.
Decide what it is, because currently each branch seems to have their own idea of what it is, and so that means that if you're going to do anything, you know, within the regulated market, you know, in between USD and crypto, your exchanges and all that kind of stuff, if you're going to do anything with that, you need to know what the definition is. Government is not providing that, and until they do, it's, you know, we're going to be in the quagmire that we're in.
And that's part of the whole regulatory clarity that a lot of people are calling for. And
I'm just calling for definition. I'm not calling for regulation in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and that's the thing. Everyone wants to say, well, I'm in charge of securities, so it's a security. Well, I'm in charge of commodities, so it's a commodity. They might settle on Bitcoin being a commodity and everything else being a security, which is not a great solution.
I actually don't think that cryptocurrency is either a commodity or a security. I think it can function as both and then some, right? Because it has it's programmable money, right?
It's digital property. It's words. Yeah. It's free speech, is what it is. It should be none of these things. And the whole idea of regularity or regulatory clarity, I think, is absolutely absurd. Have you ever tried reading regulations? I mean, it's absolutely impossible. These things are written so only lawyers can have any kind of grasp on what they mean, and even then, you're still dealing with people with opinions, right? So one attorney has the opinion that this isn't regulated. The other attorney says, oh, this is regulated. You got to jump through all these hoops, and well, you can hire me at $300 an hour, and I'll help you jump through the hoops. I mean, that's literally the situation. FinCEN has put out documents.
I'm not saying that this is a good idea. I'm not saying it's a smart idea. I'm saying that the people who want to invest in this will not do so until they believe that there is a set of rules that they can point to.
Screw them. Crypto's been doing fine without them. Yeah, crypto's got all kinds of development, and we don't need these institutional investor people who only will move if the government tells them it's okay.
It is true about cryptocurrency that even though like the prices are where they are right now, the development has not stopped. In fact, it has accelerated.
Sure,
even through this downturn in the market. So, like, that tells you all you need to know about the value of cryptocurrency. If development were to like start to peter off or something, that might mean a different thing. But it has not only not stopped; it has accelerated.
Well, Robert, you bring up this Gary Gensler guy, and as we learned in the library situation, LBRY.com, we're big fans of library here on Free Talk Live, they lost their lawsuit in regards to the SEC. We've yet to see what the so-called settlement is going to be, how many millions of dollars or whatever. Who knows what that's going to be like. Right. That is yet to come out from that. But one of the things that library kept pointing out throughout this whole thing was, they were trying to get clarity. They were trying to go to this person and ask them, this SEC bureaucrat or whoever, to ask them, okay, well, if we're not doing it right, how do you do it right?
Right.
Oh, well, we'll know it when we see it. You know, like there's no clarity whatsoever, and I don't think there ever will be, because they want to be able to prosecute selectively whoever it is that they want to prosecute.
Right. I noticed what Ripple did, too, and they, you know, the same thing. I mean, you know, they get sued, but the whim, him, and emails, the hashtag him and emails are just trending right now all over Twitter. Plus, there's 10 days it could be released before summary judgment. If they want to keep them, you know, SEC doesn't want to release, they may reach a settlement. We don't know yet.
What are these emails?
But, you know. Yeah, to him, Wilm Hyman emails we gave the free Ethereum Pass speech in 2018. And a judge in New York District Court has required they'd be turned over like 20 times. And the SEC will not turn those emails over. But she, George Torres, 2 weeks ago said they have to be turned over in the next 10 days.
And what are they supposed to reveal? I'm sorry, I'm not clear on what is the content allegedly of these emails.
The emails basically were, Wilm Hyman in 2018 gave a speech giving the Ethereum supposedly a free pass as not a security. And in those emails, apparently he had said something about Ripple and other coins as well. The SEC is trying to hide those emails, and they are going to heavily redact those emails.
Now, who is this guy? Is he a bureaucrat? Does he work with the he works with the SEC or something?
He used to, yeah. He worked under the Trump administration.
Okay.
And under Jay Clayton, yeah, 2018 is when he left.
So the SEC is positioned now as well. That was his opinion. Now we have a new opinion, and that is that that Ethereum is a security,
right.
And so is every other cryptocurrency except for Bitcoin,
right.
Basically.
They don't want these emails to get out.
Right.
So they think a settlement may happen in 2 weeks in the Ripple case. So Ripple's not declared a security, or Ripple has leverage with those emails. We don't know what's in those emails, but Ripple does. Brett Garlandhouse, he knows, but in the Ripple gang, but
it won't matter.
You know, we don't know.
Even if the emails come out, it won't matter. They'll just say, well, that was his interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new interpretation, and our interpretation is we get to regulate everything.
Right.
That's what they said in the library case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, like, this is such a wide technology. It's like a new form of writing. So, yes, you can use writing to create a security. You can use writing to create a financial instrument. You can use writing to create all sorts of things. And that's the level of technology this is a writing-level innovation.
It is a language of value. All right. Thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. It sounds like you're on top of that issue. Feel free to call again with another update on it, because I don't know if any of us are really following the Ripple case closely, but it is an important...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live radio show version, which, of course, is also online at the same time at freetalklive.com on our various different video streaming platforms and streaming audio podcasts later on. And like I said, a bunch of great radio stations all across the United States. If you want to learn more about it, go to freetalklive.com. If you want more content in a more uncensored fashion, without the pesky FCC, but also without the radio stations, you can join Beard Talk Live coming up at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, so about 45 minutes from now. Captain Kickass will be heading up the show, Pecos Mountaineer, and our friend Nobody will be joining us remotely for the experience, which happens every Saturday night, 10:30 Eastern Time. And that is on our video streaming platform. So you can go to watch.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the streaming page that where you can watch the show. You can chat with other people. Of course, you can chat anytime on our chat server over on Matrix. It's a Matrix server, which means it's open source, it's self-hosted, it's federated. So kind of like Mastodon, but for chat rooms. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get the step-by-step instructions on how to get involved there. But don't miss Beer Talk Live tonight starting at 10:30 Eastern Time. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, Jack in Washington State, you're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Yeah, man, thanks for getting me on.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say that I think there's like three questions you can ask any human being, like right now in today's time.
Okay.
Number one, do you approve of Ezra Musk's takeover of Twitter? First question. Second would be, do you support the Ukrainian war? Third, vaccine, was it a hoax? Or the COVID, were vaccines hoaxes? And I think you'd know anything about anybody by asking those questions, you know, regardless of their political thing.
Interesting.
Oh, I think you know their politics at that point.
For sure.
Yeah. Even if it's a libertarian or someone in the mid, you kind of know they're at least thinking, you know. Like, I think Ezra taking over Twitter is awesome. I'm suspended.
So Elon is his name.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
Not Ezra.
I'm looking forward to the reinstatement.
Yeah, that should be interesting because the people on the left are going to make it sound like it's this huge disaster. They think it's already a disaster, but they think it's going to get even worse on
it's
Monday.
It's going to be January 6th all over again.
They literally think that it's going to lead to another one.
The end of social media.
Yeah. It seems like Twitter's fine to me. It seems to be just about the same way it was, except with a few accounts that have been restored. You can follow those people if you want to.
I stopped getting the bikini fish ladies, though. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they changed that algorithm, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, you brought up the vaccine, Jack. Have you seen the new documentary film? We were talking about it before the show tonight. I don't think we covered it on the air. Yeah. It's called Died Suddenly.
No, I've seen some of the clips when I was on Twitter.
The full film is on Odyssey in case you want to
okay,
watch
oh,
it.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it's
no,
fantastic.
I'm on Odyssey quite a bit. But I felt it from the very beginning. I'm unvaccinated completely.
I think it's a good move.
Vaccinated people, my family get taken in helicopters to Seattle from here, vaccinated twice.
Mm.
I've seen the...
Wait, they were vaccinated before they were taken in a helicopter?
Yeah, they were completely vaccinated.
And then something happened to them medically, as you're saying?
Yeah, they had a respiratory issue that happened. They went to the local hospital in Aberdeen, you know, Ocean Shores.
Yep.
And they had to bring a life flight and flew her up to Seattle.
Oh, because however they wanted to treat them, they only had at the Seattle hospitals, right?
Yeah, something like that. But like 1.5 days later, she was fine. And I got a headache for like an hour, maybe. Maybe, a, you know, 6 hours. A really weird headache, by the way. Mm-hmm. It felt like something was manipulating my brain or something.
Wait, I thought you didn't get the vaccine.
I didn't.
Okay.
But I got COVID.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's all I had was a really intense headache.
You okay now?
I was fine.
You good now?
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Side effects.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, I didn't watch the whole thing of this movie, Died Suddenly, and one of you guys did?
I did.
You did, Captain.
The whole thing?
I heard most of it. Bonnie was in the studio. She was watching it. I was getting some work done. So I was kind of listening to most of it, and then I'd pop over and watch some of the scenes. And it's a pretty shocking documentary, especially when they're pulling this stringy stuff out of people's arteries, which they say these people that, you know, I don't know if they're like morticians or what their job was, but they say this is really unusual. This does not happen. They've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about long, like 2-foot-long strands of, what was it? Did they ever put it under a microscope?
Well, they just say that it's a fibrous protein.
Mm-hmm. So they never said, okay, well, we've taken a close look at this. We know for sure what it is, or maybe they did.
I think that that's their summation, is that it's a fibrous protein.
Yeah.
They don't know really what causes it. So it's interesting that the whistleblower, if you will, on this thing is embalmers.
But that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, okay. So folks who, like, people are already dead.
Right, they take blood out of a body and they replace it with the, what's the fluid called?
Embalming
fluid, formaldehyde.
Yeah. And so, interestingly...
But they couldn't do it, right? Because these things were blocking the arteries.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, spoilers coming up right now. Here comes a spoiler. When they tried to do this transfusion, that is to suck out all the blood and replace it with the embalming fluid, they couldn't. Because something was in the way. And so they had to go in and figure out what was in the way, and they started pulling out this fibrous material. And so,
a lot of it.
Yeah. And so,
and there's a lot of footage of this happening.
You know, go watch the movie. I don't want to make up anybody's mind for them. End of spoiler. But go watch it. Make up your own mind. Do your own research. If there's something that you don't like or you don't know, go look it up.
This isn't more than, I mean, this isn't just one embalmer, some kook or whatever. There's multiple embalming professionals, right, that are interviewed for this, and they say this is unprecedented. They don't know what this stuff is. They've never seen it before.
Yeah,
right?
I have a pretty decent knowledge of anatomy, and that is not a natural part of the human body.
Right.
Yeah, and now I do have a theory as to what it is, because the vaccine is supposed to create all of these spike proteins, right? And they are very well named, unlike some things in medicine or anatomy. But these spike proteins, so this tremendous amount of, essentially, yes, these little spikes made out of protein running around in your bloodstream, guess what they do? They staple a bunch of crap together.
Right.
So, yeah, you have all of these things that are getting just mashed together and glued together inside of your bloodstream, then, yeah, it's going to create these long, giant, fibrous things because you're just gluing all sorts of crap together inside the blood.
The theory that I'm rolling with is very similar to yours, and that is that they've injected you with a thing that they've got, like, sort of flipped on, if it's binary, right? It's on. Create spike proteins. There's no way to turn it off.
Right.
So they inject
they inject you with something else, right?
Well, I mean, we don't know.
Well, and their official story was that, it just turns off by a natural process by doing this. But then it came out that, maybe that's not happening.
I don't think that that's what's happening. I think that they inject people with this thing that's turned on. It does not get turned off, even if it's supposed to.
Is it happening in everyone, though, or only a select few?
Well, I mean, this movie is based on people who've already died.
Right.
So fortunately, the way that they stored this stuff was not up to par. So a lot it went bad before it got injected in people. Thank God, because that's probably what's saving them.
Oh, right. Like it wasn't kept cold enough or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wasn't kept cold enough, wasn't kept away from sunlight, all that sort of thing. So a lot of this stuff went bad before it got injected. And, yeah, that's probably saving an unbelievable number of people's lives right now.
Of course, they want you to, you know, show up for a booster again, right? This thing isn't over. They're still talking about, like, the Chinese situation. I don't know if you guys have been following that, but
I heard
now 400 million people on lockdown
and
in China.
There's some big protests going on over there.
Yes, I did start to see some of the videos of people busting out of buildings and getting into fights with the white guards.
Yep.
Well, and a lot of this whole COVID lockdown thing has been, from start to finish, a way of suppressing protests. Because COVID first broke, there were these protests about Hong Kong.
Yep.
Because Hong Kong got used to, like, you know, being able to own property. I mean, they had no political rights whatsoever, but they were allowed economic rights. And I always wondered, how's that going to shake out? Turns out if you spend enough time having economic rights, you start calling for political rights, and that's
No.
You can't. And now the protests have everything to do with their banking system, which is absolutely collapsing.
Well, one of the theories that we heard last night, somebody called in and said that they believe that the lockdowns are actually to keep people from doing a run on the banks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know that is a huge part of this, because the rest of the country is like, they're like, well, our dollar is strong enough to tighten up a little bit. And China went, yeah, we're going to loosen further instead.
And we were talking about the social credit scores and the apps and all that kind of thing. And I read that in China, this lockdown now, they just went ahead and flipped everybody's app to red, so nobody can go anywhere. Everybody's locked down.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That may be true in some areas. It's a lot of people, and some of them are in differing very ranges of lockdown, but it is still an insane situation over there. Out of time for the radio show tonight. These guys are back with more Beard Talk Live starting in about a half an hour at 10:30 Eastern. Join them at watch.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.